to the Body Slam Wrestling Historical Podcast.
Yeah.
Locker Room Beyond.
Yeah.
April.
Yeah.
Josh.
Why are we doing this voice?
I don't know. It sounds cool.
Okay.
All right. Done with that. Yeah. So we're here once again.
Yes, we are.
This time April's got a story.
I do. I have a really interesting one. I had been tossing around a few other ideas, but then this one sort of presented itself.
That's how it works.
Like an unsolicited dick pic?
Kind of. This was the unsolicited.
Are you on Ryan's Twitter?
Yeah. Sorry. First, let me ask you, okay, what's your favorite fast food joint? If you're road tripping,
boy, and I've like,
and you need to pull in somewhere food.
I always try to, like, if I'm road tripping a long ways, I try to go to something local.
Okay. Chain,
you know what I mean? Local, there's chains around, like, you go down to North Carolina, you got a Bojangles, which you can't hit. So of course I'm going to hit something like
that. Right. Exactly.
I guess around here, does Five Guys count as fast food? Or are we saying only if it has a drive-thru? Okay, fair enough. Because Five Guys is the shit.
Yeah, it is.
Gosh.
Them fries, dough.
Checkers fries.
Yeah.
Because do you know why Checkers fries are so good? They fry them in animal fat.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's why it's so good. I guess the one that I probably frequent the most. I like Sonic.
That's a good one. Good
Sonic is good.
Yeah.
Got tots.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Loaded tots.
Oh yeah.
What about you, dear?
Oh, this is easy. Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Whoops, I had the volume up too low.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
You just knew I was going to say that.
Your love of Taco Bell is well known.
Yeah.
That is a good solid one, too.
It is. I think that I'm McDonald's through and through, the breakfast. I'm loving it. I love you too, Justin Timberlake.
Do you have a Burger King in there?
I do not. What is a Burger King? They don't have a catchphrase.
All I can think of is like the creepy.
The king.
Get these but grills.
They don't have like a saying, so to speak.
No. Have it your way?
Yeah, but that was like in the 80s.
I guess.
90s. I don't know.
Clearly, we don't frequent Burger King often enough.
Taco Bell is awesome because it's just the same food just folded differently.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's like food origami.
Yeah. I dig it. It
gives me a food orgasm.
Ew. Clear sauce. Anyway, do you know what Jim Cornette's favorite fast food place
Jim
is?
Jim Cornette, I'm going to say he's like a KFC guy.
Oh, God. What's the worst deep fried?
Oh, it's Long John Silver's. If you hate yourself, you're in a Long John Silver's line right now.
I would say he goes to KFC, has it double dipped in grease, and then goes to Long John Silver's to have it dipped in the fish grease.
KFC or...
Jim Cornette. Yeah, Jim Cornette's the guy that like asks for just a bag of like the Krispies that float around
in the Long John Silver's.
Yeah. He sounds like the alien in the beginning of Men in Black who wants sugar. Yeah, I'm gonna go KFC.
It's actually Dairy Queen.
Okay, some Dairy Queen sell food, not the one by me.
Oh, that's sad. Dairy Queen has pretty decent food. This particular incident occurred March 17, 1994 at a Dairy Queen in Hyden, Kentucky. Okay. Now, okay, Jim Cornette is kind of out there, right? Like, that's putting it...
He is a personality.
Mildly. He is certainly a personality. Crotchety. Yeah,
I think that's why I like him because I'm getting to the crotchety age.
A lot of people have described him as certifiably insane. Which I had read an interview with Sonny who said he's fucking, there's something wrong with Jim Cornette, right? This was at the time when he was with Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Okay.
And he was traveling with
trying to think, 94 would Kane 94, be around in there,
that then? May have been Kane was at Smoky Mountain, I think.
He was actually traveling with Jimmy Day Ray and the Thrill Seekers.
Okay.
Who were Lance Storm.
Yep. Oh.
And a certain Ayatollah Jericho? Of rock and roll.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So he was with Chris Jericho and Jimmy Day Ray and Lance Storm. Also, there were two fans in the back seat named Rod Head and Jeff Gino, right?
Jeff Vina.
Yes. Jeff J.R. Benson, who were friends of Cornette's from.
Oh, I was about to say fans. They just picked up some fans.
Yeah, one. Right. So Jim Cornette was in the passenger seat and he was really super hungry. He was really familiar with the area. So he was like, hey, guys, I know a Dairy Queen. Let's hit the road.
Oh, can I pause for a second?
Yes.
Blizzard or ice cream cone or shit? What you getting at a Dairy Queen?
Blizzard for
Blizzard,
sure.
Right?
Like, because I'm a fan of the McFlurry, which is like the cheap ripoff. It's like the dollar store Blizzard.
It's like more of a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Than a Blizzard.
Yeah, very true.
I admit that because you're right. You can go to McDonald's and get a mixer of some sort. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of old fashioned. If I go to a ice cream stand, I like to get a good old banana split.
Oh, okay. Banana split.
Yeah, that does sound really good.
It does.
Now I'm really hungry for banana split.
Oreo. I'm an Oreo.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta put Oreo in there. Maybe like Kit Kat if they have
it. I don't know
if
they still have them anymore, but they used to do a Butterfinger McFlurry.
Oh, I think they still do have them.
Quite tasty.
Like where they actually grind it up.
With yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
When I worked at McDonald's and they had the Reese's.
Did you just eat handfuls of like ground up Reese's?
Oh, fuck yeah, I did. Bust open the bag and there'd be like a big blob of it. And like,
Do you get brain freeze?
I think everybody does.
I don't think I've ever had.
Okay, some people don't get it.
I'm not as enthusiastic with my ice cream eating.
Have you ever seen the video of cats getting brain freeze?
Well, actually,
Chewy once.
Yeah. Did you? Yeah, he got it once. I went to was it Freddy's?
The custard place.
Custard place, and they were like, "Oh, we're gonna get him a pop cup." And so, all right, so I'm holding the cup. He's licking, all of a sudden, he just stops, tongue halfway out. And he's like. And he stopped eating.
Yep.
It's kind of like when Chewy, his mouth would just hang wide open. He'd get this glazed over look in his eye.
Like they've been
we
betrayed.
Broke the cat.
Yep. Wow. So you don't get brain freeze. That's impressive.
No. Anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Back to the topic at hand.
Welcome to the ADD show.
Now, this was when Chris Jericho was like in his early 20s. Mm-hmm. So
this was just before WCW.
Yep. They were doing the Thrill Seekers gimmick, and it wasn't really going great.
The personality of Lance Storm wasn't carrying the team.
Yeah, no.
Shocker.
Right. So they pull into this Dairy Queen, and Del Rey was driving. So he put the order in, and it was a big order. There were a lot of people in the car.
Oh, yeah, so these are big people, too.
There you have, six people in the car,
right?
And they're big guys, so it's going to be a big order. Now, this is in the 90s.
Okay.
Now, keep that in mind. Their order came to over $40.
In the 90s.
In the 90s.
For ice cream.
Like a... And
they
burgers.
They do have food there. That's true.
So they had a really big order. Now, as a side note, in typical Chris Jericho fashion, out of everything that he could have ordered, Chris Jericho just ordered a banana.
Well, back then he had like a weightlifter's body.
Yeah. He wanted to avoid the unhealthy carbs. Fast food. So yeah, he knew that they sold banana splits there. So he just ordered a lone banana. They waited in the car to get to the window and they kind of started discussing other incidents with wrestlers at drive-thrus, which apparently is a thing that I was not aware of, that there's like a whole laundry list of wrestlers having incidents at drive-thrus.
There's one we will. Ken Patera once got very angry that
at a McDonald's
that was not open, and we will have to cover that one because he does not do good to that McDonald's.
Right.
Or like Braun Strowman with the Wendy's not having fresh chicken.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because they didn't want him to flip the Wendy's over.
Yeah. Now, funnily enough, they were talking about the Ken Patera story, right?
Oh, okay.
So, they said just in case something similar might happen. Head and Benson, who were in the back, started filming everything. No one knew it was being filmed. Just the two of them.
Oh, shit.
Wait, this is the early 90s, too. Early 90s. They have like the big thing on their shoulder?
Yeah, it was like an old school VCR like video camera. So they waited in line. 15 minutes later, they got up to the window to pay. The lady at the window rattled through the order. Everything was right. And Jim Cornette requested extra cheese on his burger with nothing else.
Okay. Nothing else.
Yeah, I think that's weird.
I know people who just don't. They don't want condiments on their burgers.
I don't get that.
They were dropped on their heads.
You get one condiment. What is it?
Ketchup.
Mayo. I'm a typical white girl.
I gotta go pickles.
I like my way. Mayo
is good, but I gotta go pickles.
Or actually, does cheese count as a?
No.
No, we're saying it's a cheeseburger already.
Okay, so yeah, ketchup.
Yeah.
Does bacon count as a condiment? Mustard, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways,
so Cornette told the cashier that he thought they'd already have the food ready by the time they got to the window. Like he was expecting the kind of service where you pay at the window and you pull forward and everything's
even
ready.
Even though you've just ordered $40 of food and you only have a grill that's so big.
Right. She replied by saying they were going to start fixing it right now because it was such a big order that they weren't sure if they were serious or not. Because apparently they've had people come in before who ordered a big, huge order and then
drive away.
Yeah, just to be dicks about it. Yeah.
When I worked in fast food, that happens more than any of us would like. Someone come in and order like 20 of a sandwich, and then they would get up to the window after, you know, it would be like rush hour, and then they'd take off, so we'd have all this food sitting there.
Yeah. So at this point, Del Rey is like, what, you thought we were ribbing? Like, this is not... And then Chris Jericho in the back, who's a huge heavy metal fan, started quoting lines from This Is Spinal Tap.
Yes!
He's in the back yelling, this ain't no fucking comedy show. Does this look like a fucking comedy bus to you?
That's great.
Now, the lady at the window gets offended and says, don't cuss at me or you won't get anything. And she shuts the window.
Ooh.
Now, I'm going to play you a clip... from the incident.
Oh, the tapes got saved?
The tapes got saved and put online in 2014 or 2015.
Oh, this is awesome.
This is on YouTube. So this is...
Clap, 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 clap.
Yeah, this is awesome. Okay, so here's Jim Cornette's reaction.
Oh, this is great.
You'd have that already by the time we got up here. Didn't know what? Didn't know whether to fix it or not.
You thought we were ribbing?
We wouldn't have ordered it if we didn't want it fixed. Goddamn.
Is this a fucking comedy show? Does this look like a fucking comedy bus to you?
You know what?
Hey, let me tell you something. Don't
cuss
here and you won't get a
damn thing. Hey! Don't you like me to goddamn come from that fucking window and cut you? You fucking cunt.
Here we go.
Hey! We ordered the damn shit. Because we're hungry, not because we wanted to fuck around. So don't cuss me! Fucking ugly bitch!
Have we been taping?
Yes! You've been waiting 15 minutes to motherfucking line, you stupid son of a bitches! Anyway! We order goddamn $30 worth of fucking food and sit here for 15 minutes and they don't even start fixing it till we get up here? Because they think we're fucking joking? We've been sitting here 15 minutes! They don't even start the order!
Okay.
So that's just a small piece of what happened.
There's more?
It's a lot of the same, okay?
It's more, verbal abuse.
Yeah, it's a lot
Okay, that is not how a normal human being...
No!
The way Chris Jericho's just...
pegging it on.
He is, and it's funny to me.
Now, you have to understand, you guys weren't watching, Cornette actually gets out of the vehicle.
I can hear the door open and close.
The door opens and closes, and he gets up, and he... pulls the window open
to
and
yell
is
at
leaning
her?
His entire upper body through the window.
So he's leaning through when he calls
girl.
Her a cunt.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't
right?
worry. We will post this video when the episode
goes
on.
Yeah. Now, the manager came out to talk to Jim, trying to calm him down, trying to apologize. But he's so fired up, obviously, that there's no talking him down from that. Now, the funniest part of this whole situation is that inside the dining area, eating inside at the Dairy Queen, was Sonny and Chris Candido and Tom Pritchard.
Oh,
and they say
Dr.
Brian
Tom.
Lee might have been there, too.
Okay.
But yeah, Tammy goes on to say on one of her interviews when she told the story, it was just Jim being Jim and she was used to it.
Oh my
God.
That's
pretty bad.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So later in the video, you can hear Chris Jericho say, you know, we're going to get some fucking spit in this shit.
Yep.
Yep. So, so Cornette gets back in the car and he just keeps sort of mumbling to himself, saying things like, of course they never got their orders that big because they won't fill them. He was just a mad, hangry man.
That's hangry. There's your definition of hangry. Dude, yeah. Someone give him a Snickers.
Right? Come
on. Hey,
so yeah,
you're being a cornet right now.
Right. I think that's the new word for that. So yeah, he just threw a huge hissy fit like a whiny little brat. And while they were waiting in the car, Head and Benson revealed to everyone that they were filming the whole thing.
Oh, shit.
Which surprisingly got a laugh.
Okay.
Which, okay.
You don't know which way it's going to go.
How do they not notice? Because this isn't cell phones.
Right.
Because he's crazy.
Yeah. When you're.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
So yeah, the aftermath is they got their food from the manager who was super apologetic. Obviously. Wow. I mean, I feel bad for the guy because he was like, they're just doing their job. Jesus. And as they're driving away, Cornette yells out the window, "The cashier was rude. And I'd like to read somewhere that she's been fired." And that was that. They went along their merry way with their Dairy Queen. And and then Smoky Mountain Wrestling went out of business about a year later. So,
jeez,
that was that.
That is a A1 rant.
Yeah. And like, it's a 6.5 minute video.
Wow.
And that was a minute of it. So
if you worked customer service, you have a story like this.
Oh, yeah.
Your version of this.
Oh my God, yes.
That's why I'm so nice to people when I...
I always tip like 25%.
If they're like, "I'm so sorry, this is going wrong," I'm like, "It's okay.
Yeah.
That's just the end of the world."
We've had it anywhere. Before. Where, yeah, I mean, the inevitable, an order comes back wrong. And I've called a place before, a couple weeks ago, actually. I called a restaurant because they messed up our order. And I was very calm. And I just expressed to them, "Hey, this is what we ordered. This is what we got. It is very, very different from what we ordered."
Yeah, if it's just like one thing that's wrong, it's not a big deal. But when the whole entire bag is wrong.
That happened at when we went through KFC, we ended up like, it was like, they handed us like two giant bags. I'm like,
whoops, bye.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did.
Right.
like a family meal for two of us.
But yeah, I called them up and the only thing I said to the manager, and this is the way people really, you got to remember, these are people.
They're human beings.
Well, I just said, "Hey, can you talk to your people? Make sure that they are doing their job. They're keeping a better eye on what they're doing because our order was really, really messed up."
Yep.
And you know what? The manager responded very friendly and apologized. And we both walked away from the experience not
because guess what? If you yell like Jim Cornette, you're just going to get the same result without the high blood pressure.
Well, it's no different than calling any kind of customer service, like technicians and whatnot. Mm-hmm. If you call them, they do have a little bit of power. They could say, "Fuck off. We're not going to help you." Mm-hmm. Or it might be, "Hey, I'm going to do the best I can to make sure that I can help you and you are happy at the end of this phone call."
Yep.
So be nice.
Be nice to customer service people. Right? They're usually just starting in the work force period. This is their first time. Mm-hmm. Right? You were there once too.
Yeah.
So be nice. Be kind and rewind.
Don't be a cornet.
Don't go full cornet.
Never go
full cornet. Don't even go quarter full cornet.
Keep a bag of chips in your dash or something so that way you don't go full cornet on somebody.
Absolutely.
That's good advice. Nuts are good. Handful of nuts.
I like popping nuts.
In your mouth, yes. Oh.
But not ice cream. Don't keep ice cream in your car.
No, nope, that'll melt.
That'll melt. Never good. Very true.
Plugs.
Off-Tempo Podcast, that's the music history podcast, and that's on Facebook and Podbean.
Conspiracy Therapy Podcast, that's our conspiracy, cryptid, creepy, crawly podcast, that's on Facebook and Twitter and Podomatic.
You got something, Josh?
Hey, guys. So, we have a shirts merch store up.
Yes, we do.
Where you can get mugs and shirts and bags and all sorts of goodies with your favorite professional wrestling history podcast logo. And
Your other one.
Us. That guy. Hey, yeah, you can go to...
It's shop.spreadshirt.com/PottySlamShow.
Perfect.
And we have actually two designs up right now. They're both really cool. Yes. So check them out. Buy one. The money goes straight back in our pockets where we can buy new equipment and new fun things.
Like a new cable we just got today for the microphone.
Exactly. So we can continue to make podcasts and find people.
I tell you what, if we see you in if you can take a picture of yourself at a live event with one of our shirts on, we'll send you another shirt.
Absolutely.
And hey, if you order it here, I think it's in the next week and a half or whatever.
Probably another week.
Yep.
Yeah, you'll get a discount on it. So hey, you're saving a couple of bones on that.
Unless you're binging these like 3 months later.
Then you know what?
You missed.
You can still get them though.
And you're still doing us a favor.
Yeah.
Yep. So thank you for that. Also, you can listen to the EFIS podcast, EFIS Podcast Net for your baseball history. Oh, don't go full cornet. Okay, bye.
She twirled baton in high school. She was a Dairy Queen. Her boyfriend played football. Drove a 56 Chevy that was cream. And they hung out at the alleys on a weekend night. Dairy Queen. Say she looks like Harlow, but her mother doesn't care. Wants to keep her on the dairy to work and earn a board, 'cause she thinks it's fair. Miss Crystal wants to go to Reno, dance in a chorus line, Dairy Queen.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.